Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, March 16th, and as I was contemplating the podcast this morning, I thought, Lord, why do we do this every morning? And here are five reasons I think that we come together to God's Word. Because we want a love for Him and for His Word. We want joy in our relationship with the Lord. We come for spiritual food. Just like we need physical food, we need spiritual food. We come for instruction. And we come for community around our book. As believers, the Bible is our book. It is our instruction for life. It is the way that we find the character of God. And so today, my hope is that as we read, we will learn more about the great God that we serve. Today, we're in Numbers chapter 20, verses 1 through 13. And this is continuing the struggle of the rebellion in the wilderness. This is a tough story because in it, Moses disobeys God, and because of his disobedience, God says, you cannot enter into the promised land. This is at a pivotal time in the book of Numbers when the people of God, the Israelites, who are over 20 years old, have been told, you will not enter into the promised land. And they begin to grumble against the Lord because they do not have water. And God tells Moses to speak to the rock. You'll see this in the passage. And instead, he does something else. So look for it and we'll discuss at the end. Numbers chapter 20, verses 1 through 13. Water from the rock. In the first month, the whole Israelite community arrived at the desert of Zin, and they stayed at Kadesh. There Miriam died and was buried. Now there was no water for the community, and the people gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron. They quarreled with Moses and said, "If only we had died when our brothers fell dead before the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's community into the wilderness, that we and our livestock should die here? Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to this terrible place? It has no grain or figs, grapevines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink." Moses and Aaron went from the assembly to the entrance of the tent of meeting and fell face down. And the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord said to Moses, "Take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community, so they and their livestock can drink." So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he commanded him. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, "Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock?" Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them." There were the waters of Meribah, where the Israelites quarreled with the Lord and where he was proved holy among them. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's word together. What is going on here in this passage? Well, let's look at verse 12 again. It says, the Lord says to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them." The people had begun to complain about the lack of water, and they were grumbling against Moses and Aaron. And Moses and Aaron are becoming this intermediary between the people and God, and they get frustrated, honestly. And so God, when they go up to talk with God about it, God says, "Speak to the rock." And instead, when Moses comes back down to the rock, what does he do? He hits the rock twice with his staff. It's interesting that God does provide the water for the people, but then Moses is excluded from the promised land because of his disobedience. Here, God is giving one more opportunity for his glory to be displayed. In the name of the Lord, they would speak to the rock and the rock would provide water. But instead, it's this display of Moses and Aaron and their seemingly great power, and he hits the rock and then the water appears, and the Lord doesn't get any glory from this. This could have been another example of God's provision, but it became such a mess instead. Even though Moses disobeyed, God provided the water. And so today I just want to think about and be careful to acknowledge God in our lives and to ask the Lord and to again remind ourselves of our allegiance to him, our dependence upon him, and then ask him to help us to fully obey him in whatever he asks us to do. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word, which reminds us of who you are. You are holy. You are worthy of praise and worthy of all of our obedience. Lord, in situations where we need your help, where others perhaps are grumbling, or where we don't see a way forward, we ask, Lord, that you would work and that you would receive the glory in the way that we go about our business today. Help us to be a people who love others well in your name. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for this beautiful people. Bless and keep them, Lord. Make your face to shine upon them so that the glory of the Lord would radiate in our homes and in our workplaces and in our world today. We love you. Amen.